Clara, let's see who's rolled in here with us. I'm seeing it's actually scrolled off my screen. How wonderful. Hey, Todd Truman joined. Oh, Todd, yeah, actually,
we have a note for you on the
Todd,
on your
you
stand,
have a note.
Todd.
Here, wait a second. Let's hold it up in front of the camera. Take it in front of the camera. Todd Truman, this, we have a note for you. It's for a personal invitation. Let's see if that's readable there. That's, move a little closer, Brandon. A little closer to the camera there. A little more. Okay, stop. That's probably close enough. Okay, there you go, Todd. So make sure you come in here and get your piece of paper. It's for the car show. That's your official invite as a praise band member here. So thank you, Brandon.
Let me rephrase
that. Everybody else on Facebook.
It's not an invite. It's a car show is on June 6th, Todd.
Come in and get your paper, Todd. Your official
you're
invite.
According to the guy in charge of the car show, your pay is going to double that day. So.
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be great?
Can you play?
Okay, well, welcome to Janice and Noah and Kelsey and Ken and Rich. Hey, oh, like Greg, thank you, Rich. And Kelsey's old one, too, and God bless you guys, man. Todd Truman's on here. Mary Sheldon's on here. I don't see the dog here, in case you're going to ask. It's usually Mary's question with it. Hey, all right. We already got prayer requests. Let me write this one down for Kelsey. It's been one of those days where I'm getting ahead of myself. So thank you, Kelsey, for giving us a prayer request here. Hey, Brandon, give me a chord. Give me a chord on there, a hard chord. Yeah. Okay, I was just trying to see where the volume was on. Okay. All right, so Kelsey, and for those of you who are on Facebook, and you're probably already reading this here, so Kelsey's prayer for continued healing on her body. But praise report, Patrick, her husband, has a new job. Might require them to move, so guidance for them on that. So some more healing. Kelsey, help me out, Kelsey. I want to say Colorado. Denver, is it? Anyway. Facebook land. She'll reply back because she likes that. We love interacting with Kelsey and everybody for that matter here. So Patrick has a new job, might require a move. Okay. And guidance, absolutely. Oh, God is good. He shall bring and roll it through. Kelsey's asking, is there any John Denver tonight? So while I'm writing our prayer request, Brandon, would you just play just a little snippet of some John Denver or whatever comes to mind for you for Kelsey here? Because no, Kelsey, but we love you. We're going to give you a little snippet here while I'm writing down some other prayer request stuff.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, and get you a ripe one. Don't get a hot one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. Would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Can I pick a more obscure one?
let's see if she. I bet she loved it. Kelsey is in the Longmont, Colorado. Okay, thank you, Kelsey. And I'm sure she'll reply back. Oh, she says, thanks, Brandon. She's all about it. So there you go. Yes, we do take impromptu prayer requests, and that's only because of the multi-talented, gifted, and born with it. And I'll never understand how he got the gift, and none of us, none of the rest of the world did. But he got it, and he's blessed. So, hey, that's a huge blessing, Brandon, to be able to just connect all the dots.
Yep. Now there's
the rest of us, and it's Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, does that mean I get to use you guys as my excuse?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We drag you down.
Wow. The percussionist, I thought.
Yeah. Don't get a big head. Okay, so, and Benita's joined on here, too. All right. I'm just saying that so your dad doesn't tell you, or your grandpa doesn't tell you that, so I'm filling in. So, one of the other joys we have with practice is sometimes we get busy working on one thing and we don't really do a whole lot, but by the grace of God, we've done this song before.
Like playing songs about tomatoes.
And songs about tomatoes, precisely. And just let's talk about burning How would tomatoes be with this song coming up here, Burning Me, right? Love this song. We're actually going to do this as a, we're going to do the shortened version of this for our call to worship today also. Or Sunday, I'm losing track of days. Fried green tomatoes? We should do, all right, we're going to have a tomato, we need to do a tomato Thursday. We need to do a tomato Thursday
tomato
with
Thursday?
All the tomato songs. There are variations on tomatoes.
I only know one tomato song, so. Let's see. How about
you say tomato, I say tomato. You say potato, I say potato. That would work great.
My French fries.
Call the whole thing off.
Ketchup on my eggs.
Da-dum-pa. Please. Da-dum-pa. Thank you. All right, let's just sing, huh?
Hey, give me the intro, Brandon.
Nice. Burning me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Your words like a fire burning in my soul. Burn out the dross, bring forth the gold. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. You feel like a fire shut up in my bones. Consume me, Lord. Make me your own. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me, let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
Fire of the Holy.
burning me.
Awesome.
We like that song. A little slow, a little fast, all kinds of good stuff. Oh, think of another request in here. Just a moment.
Another request.
Yeah, the request, it probably was like, quit playing that song.
Don't worry, we just did.
All right, well, welcome. Vicki Meckley has joined on here, too. And Noah says, prayers for Pastor Chris and Maggie Trumple for their vacation on Monday. Absolutely, Noah. Let me write that one down. And for those on Facebook aren't, who don't know Noah, Pastor Chris and Maggie are the grandparents for Noah. Oh, Noah's watching. Brandon, you need to do a little snippet of you know what for Noah while I'm writing this down here. Chris, Noah's favorite.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love and hold him tight. So happy together. I should call you up in just a time.
He knows
to
this
say
stuff
that
heart.
You belong to me. Barely ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
I need the words right in front of me.
So, Noah, we like to give you. Well,
the chords right in front of me.
That was impromptu for Noah. Thank you, Brandon, for getting us, walking me, taking me down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, do not hold us to our Thursday night appearances.
Yeah, that's right. Thursday night is practice night, and anything goes Thursday night. Well, almost anything. Almost anything, except what doesn't. Okay, so welcome to Benita and Ralph and Barbara. Philip Secker is joined here. Pastor Barbara has joined on here. Beautiful. Okay, so Brandon found this song. You want to talk about this song we're going to do here, Brandon, where you found this?
Well, actually, not too incredible of a story. I was watching the Ken Burns documentary on PBS last Sunday, and I heard a song in the background. It was a Hank Williams episode, so it was one of his. But never heard this one before. And it turns out this tune was released after he passed. They found it in his archives, basically. So they went through his studio archives. They found his notes for it through my pick. And I think it was in the late 60s or early 70s, it actually came out, and he died in 53. But, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Not a short title.
Let's share it.
I've got six of them.
Brandon, what, are you throwing picks like the big rock stars? You throwing them out there, buddy? Or?
I ain't throwing the wooden ones, though. No, picks, not sticks.
Yeah.
Do not throw the drum set. Excellent. Do not throw the drum set.
Take it, Brandon.
Many years I have looked for a place to call home, but I failed here to find it, so I must travel on. I don't care for fine mansions on earth sinking sand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Lord, build me just a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. In the shade of that tree of life that it may ever stand. Where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. in the corner of glory land. I have many loved ones who have gone on this way. On the great final morning shall I hear them say, come and join in the singing and playing our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. In the shade of that tree of life that it may ever stand. Where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Oh, we didn't tell.
You learned quick.
We didn't tell him that part, did we? Okay.
We like to not tell the
That's
percussionist
right. Okay.
What he's going to do.
Scoot past the call to worship stuff, because that was the same song we did the long version of. Karen, are you feeling... No, you wanted to skip Seek You for... Or do you have the right... Well, you have the right chords, but did I send out the right version? Did I send out... Oh, no.
Yeah.
This one's right.
Yeah, this is correct.
This one's the correct version. It was the other one that was wrong, wasn't it? You're going to come up, Echo? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Song on that alleluia on the chorus part, there's actually the verses sung underneath it, but Brandon doesn't know well enough, and the one that does
it says ladies part.
I know it says ladies. I was singing the ladies part. And God, believe me, alleluia. Okay,
we're learning why the drummer.
Who else is rolling in here? Who else has rolled in? I'm seeing Doug Crawford's joined in. Terry has joined in. Jason Joseph's on here. Charlie Kennel's watching. Okay, Charlie Kennel. Okay. Charlie Kennel, he's McGonagall, you don't see? He's one of the vocalists up there. Remember the men? That's Charlie, all right? So Charlie's hanging out. Thank you,
Once
Charlie.
Once again, our disclaimer, judges not for Thursday night.
Judges not for Thursday night. Mary's saying, really good, Brandon. Jason Joseph saying, wonderful music, thank you. And Charlie says, beautiful song, thank you. That is a pretty song. That's going to be our opening hymn on Sunday. Yes, Charlie is one of the fishermen, thank you. Yes, one of the men's vocal group from the McGonagall/Dartown United Methodist Church. So glad you're hanging out here with us. Charlie, bring your wife down here some round so we can lay hands for her and let her see the healing that she needs. There's a lot of people hurt. A lot of people dealing with a lot of sinus congestion, just junk, all that junk, right? All that junk, and that's got to stop. All these things got to stop. You ready to try this unanswered prayer thing, which we kind of went through-ish?
Kind of went through-ish.
Ish. So
spell that for me.
We thank you for your forgiveness as we run through your grace. The grace through all this.
This is why we need to give her a mic.
But wait a minute, Kelsey said loves this next song. I guess I did say an answered prayer. Kelsey's already saying she loves it. Well, let's go over her head,
well,
shall
then, we? It was great, wasn't
it, was great.
It, Kelsey?
Thank you very much.
Wait, actually, where am I?
Take it, Brandon. I don't know. Where are you in the music, Brandon? It should be unanswered prayers.
Somehow I ended back up on burning me.
All right. Well, our preacher for the next 2 weeks is going to be Pastor Jeff Raker. Jeff does a lot of really cool stuff. He was pastor at Cornerstone United Methodist Church for a while. Now he's doing stuff. Gosh, what do they call it? I always get my denominational. So I want to say synod. What do they call it? District, I guess. A district, I call it. You know, stuff for the district where he gets to go all these different places. He gets to speak and... What's that? Sports team. Oh, that's right. He has been working with sports teams. That's kind of neat. So he's... They have all the different sports teams he's doing. Anyways, but he'll be here on Sunday. But he specifically requested this because the name of his message is Unanswered Prayer. So Unanswered Prayers with an S is what this one's called.
We're so good at what we...
You like how I did that?
We're so creative.
No, actually, he created. He requested it. Didn't I say that? He requested
it.
I did say that. He requested it, which actually was kind of cool. We love when we get requests, especially from the person that's going to be sharing the message. Like, yes!
Because then we can't mess up our selection.
Well said.
I almost said can't mess up. And that would have been a mistake.
Well said.
Oh,
yeah, Kelsey, you're very clever. She said she could see the lyrics. That's how she knew. Well, good. God bless you. She's smart.
Quit giving them reasons to procrastinate on this.
That's right. So, Kelsey, sing along. We can hear you from here.
Sing loud. He's drinking water now.
Started. I come later. Bass comes in later. Remember, you start.
Just the other night, a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. As I introduced them, the past came back to me. I couldn't help but think the way things used to be. She was the one I'd want for all time. Each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. If he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Sometimes greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She was wasn't quite the angel I'd remembered in my dreams. I could tell the time had changed me, and her eyes too, it seems. We tried to talk about the old days, wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers, but when you're talking to the man upstairs, just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Thank you, Brandon. Nice. Yeah. Okay. And that was what our second full run through on that song. Woohoo! But anyway, God bless. Who else is rolling in here? I'm seeing Chris and Carol. Carol Kennel is joined too. What's that? There's what you're looking at. A bottle of beer. No, it's not a bottle of beer. It's the message in the bottle. It's the message in the bottle. So Pastor Jeffrey Aker will share the message in the bottle. Hey, Dave Edwards has joined. Thank you, Dave. Dave is hanging out with us. And Karen, we decided because of some chord updates, we were skipping thy word for tonight, or you want to do thy word? We're skipping it. Okay. Okay. We're skipping that one. We'll just get right to our post-service song then, which is... this is one I didn't really have to do a whole lot with. I mean, sometimes I have to change some different lyrics in that to kind of make things... This just kind of just... It's okay. It works. So who has the best seat in the house, right? I mean, Jesus gives us that best seat in the house. Now, this song actually doesn't talk about Jesus doing that part of it, but hey, still.
It can be implied.
That's right. You can apply that. It's a fun song. And it's a song that I'll just say the Armstrongs had requested. How's that? Can I say that?
He's just throwing the blame on us.
No, I like it. Here, look, there's my one note. No, I'm good. Anybody else roll
one
in?
Note Carol for yes, says, two notes for now.
No, the gang's joined in. Let's see.
Sorry. You do the put on.
Maybe.
Are you?
I don't know.
Chew you up and spit you out in the land of confusion.
days I get the best seat in the house. Best seat in the house. Best seat in the house. Best seat in the house.
Fun song, fun song. Who would lose? Actually, we picked up a few. Hey, let's do some more, right? Charlie, like this. Yeah, thank you. And Doug, thank you. Love the music. Yeah, we got some real talent here, don't we? It's good to surround yourself with talent. When you have minimal talent, it's good to surround yourself with lots of talent. So I got lots of talent, really, including the people sitting here in front of me. Let me switch mics. Switch microphones over. We'll get to share a message, take some more prayer requests. We've already got a couple here that we've received in. Thank you. And I can tell you that, I don't know if he's watching, I didn't see him pop up on here, but Roger Creasy was here earlier. Roger was here most of the day, actually, with a crew working on getting new furnace stuff put in here. As a matter of fact, there's one, two, three, four sitting in the back corner, and I think they already might even already have one up top. They've been busy. They have been busy, and it's a neat thing because it's gotten a little cold in here. Got a little cold indeed. Okay, let's see here. Can you hear me now? I'll say that. I'll take that as a yes. Somewhere around here. Okay. Let me switch some stuff over. We'll move on. Oops. That wasn't very good. Okay. That's what I thought. Hold on. Every now and then. Audio decides to have silliness with us, so we'll just fix this right here real quick. Thank you, Lord. For clean pots. Clean audio pots. So, how's everybody's week? You been doing okay? Good. You've been doing well. That's great. It's a good place to be. Let me get this other thing set up here real quick. Let's see. Need to bring this up on my phone so I don't miss any of the comments that tend to scroll past when I'm using it on the tablet. There we go. And I'm always amazed how Facebook ends up showing things out of order, too. Whatever. Whatever. Good thing I've got God. He always is a God of order. And he shows things all the right way. I'm not even going to go there. Not even going to go there. Well, you know what? I'm kind of leaning toward letting this thing open like we do every time, but something inside me is kind of telling me like I posted something this morning. What did I post this morning? I tell you what I posted this morning. What I posted, and I haven't posted yet anything this evening, but here we are. We're live. I'm going to go. This morning I was led to post John 3:16, and more than John 3:16. Actually, all the verses that kind of go around it, because a lot of us are familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world, right? That he gave his only begotten son. So I'm actually specifically going to go to the chapter, that chapter for John in chapter 3. Okay, so let's do John chapter 3, because it kind of builds its way into that. So in John chapter 3, we hit upon... Jesus teaches Nicodemus is how we start off in this chapter. So remember Nicodemus, right? Well, a lot of our Bible school things, vacation Bible schools and like, and even for a lot of us when we were growing up, that was a big fun story and the songs to do, right, with Nicodemus. So now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council, and he came to Jesus at night. Okay, why would he come to Jesus at night? Because he didn't want to be seen by everybody else, right? You know, he saw what was going on here, but the Pharisees were big time against Jesus, right? They didn't like what was going on. And he said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Now, Nicodemus, being a man of the world, right? He obviously is like, what? What are we talking about here? So he says, how can a man be born again when he is old? Nicodemus asks, and surely he cannot enter a second time in his mother's womb to be born. So he's thinking like the world, right? And Jesus is trying to expand his thoughts here. So in verse 5 of John chapter 3, Jesus answered, he said, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases, and you hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So, all right, so Jesus now, of course, is trying to help him grasp this. All right, and you mentioned those two that he said you must be born of water and the Spirit. Now, the water, of course, is referring to baptism. And of course, there's different. In fairness, way to say it is interpretations of how people, if baptism is required or not. But I'll just make this really simple. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the gospel tells us there was one on his left and one on his right. And you remember the one on his right says, you know, the one is chastising Jesus, and the other one says, "Are you nuts? I mean, look at this guy. He didn't do anything." And so he asked him. He said, "Jesus, I want to be with you in paradise." Now, was that man baptized? Uh-uh. He wasn't baptized, right? Jesus said, yep, you will be. Jesus said, you will be with me in paradise, right? So, baptism is awesome and great thing. It's an outward expression. It's a public expression. But it is not a requirement to get into heaven, all right? It's just not. So anyway, John chapter 3, moving on, verse 7. So Nicodemus, of course, he's saying, born of the Spirit. Nicodemus says, how can this be? He says, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus. Jesus was working, because Nicodemus, again, is on the council, right? So he said, you're a teacher. He said, and you don't understand these things? So Jesus, still speaking, he says, I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. So remember, Jesus at this point had done a lot of cool things, and people are still questioning him, right? I've spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? All right, so he's saying, look, you know, I'm trying to talk in your language. You ain't getting it. How in the world are you going to get, you know, what I'm talking about? He says, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. So Jesus, referring to himself, you know, who came from heaven. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. All right, now that's John 3:14. Back in the Old Testament, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but the Israelites were saying that, as usual, messing up, right? Messing up, and God sent some poisonous snakes among them. He said, hey, you wicked people. He said, I'll just clean this up. So people were getting bit by these poisonous snakes and dying. Well, to end that, God told Moses, he says, make a brass serpent, a brass snake, and put it up on a pole. And that's exactly what this scripture is referring to. So if they would look upon the pole, there's people who, if they'd been bitten by the snake or not, if they'd look upon it, they would live. All right? And that's exactly what's being fulfilled. It's fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus, of course, is prophesying at this point. He's saying this is what's going to happen. So moving on. So now we move into what everyone knows, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We've heard of that scripture a lot. We've heard it. We've seen it on signs and billboards. We might have just seen just John 3:16. But the neat thing is there is that God loved us so much that he chose to do this. So now moving into verse 17, which most people don't know because they're only just told the first one. But this really ties in. This is huge.
So the following verse, verse 17, says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." I got to read it to you again. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." The English language is very interesting. Anytime you hear the word "but," pretty much everything you heard in front of it's like, why did I even bother speaking it, right? Jesus came to save. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save. That's so good. And then verse 18, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned." So if we believe in Jesus, we're not condemned. "But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." So at that point, that's okay. See the progression here. He says, God so loved the world, he sent his Son. God came not to condemn, but to save. If you believe, awesome, you're in. If you don't believe, God help you, right? Or actually, in this case, help yourself, because you're not even accepting that. So that's the declaration. And then verse 19, he said, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world." Light meaning Jesus. "But men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God." So that's saying that our faith. So we're to be a reflection, right? You've heard it said many different times, "Let your light so shine," right? Matter of fact, that's one of the songs we like to sing, you know, and the Emmaus sing, "Let your light. Let your light shine before." So it's good stuff. Good stuff. I'm led to stop there. It goes on, of course, with John the Baptist, his testimony about Jesus, where he actually gets baptized then by John. But again, John 3. So there it is, the wraparound of the John 3:16. Who else has rolled through? Let me make sure I haven't missed some requests real quick before we take some locally here. I see that's still there. Justin Truman, glad to see Bruce in that shiny head. Justin, we love you. Hope you're still watching. And because believe me, Bruce has got a big smile on his face. Oh, he's polishing it. Hold on. Here, wait a minute. While I'm reading this, here you go. Here. All right, there you go. There it is. Bruce polishing his head for you there, Justin. Kelsey, I love Thursday nights. Thank you for doing this. It feels like I have a community in Ohio. Yes, Kelsey, you do. And especially when Brandon plays music for you. my daughter, Carolyn, older daughter, Carolyn, she's having a blast down in Florida with the grandparents. That would be my parents. Prayers for safe flight back. Absolutely, Carolyn. Although that was official request, so I should officially write that, shouldn't I? So, all right, Carolyn. Yeah, she and her cousin, Jessica, my brother's one of my brother's daughters, are down with my parents. So that's good. Justin, asking prayers for others. My family is great, and in God's plan forever, God's path, always forever love my Lord. That's all. Justin, love to see you here again, my friend. We've got, you hear the music, but I'm glad you're hanging out here with us. Family's good, and prayers for others. It's good to lift up others. The Word of God tells us that in James 5:16. The effective prayers of the righteous bring much. Carol Kennel, working hard to get movement in this old body, dialysis tomorrow again. Carol, I'd love to have you hang out here with us. We've seen God do awesome things. We've seen God do awesome and amazing things, but we're still lifting you up anyway, Carol. So Carol, Lord, just love on her. Just make her new. Make her new. Matter of fact, when we get in our circle, that's how it's going to be. Brand new. And Justin's replying back. He said, Justin saw you there, Bruce. God is good. God is good. Let's see what's happening here on the local side with everybody, prayer request-wise. Hello, it works. I'm going to start in the back. You guys can move it forward. You guys can share or figure out what you're going to say. How are things going, Bruce? You're getting ready to go to Florida? And what, next week you told me?
Yeah, it'll be sometime next week, probably. End of the month.
Yeah, you know, I guess the cold weather is just finally too much for you, huh? Right? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I want to have my toes in the water.
Although,
good idea for a song.
Although, Carolyn, my parents are there down in Estero, Florida, which is near Tampa, south of Tampa. And, gosh, it got down, into the 30s there the other night? You know, it's, so obviously she brought the cold weather with her down there, right? But it was cold here too. Remember, it was even colder up here. It was 50 in Key West. Oh yeah, and that gets really far south. Yeah, yep. It got cold. Got cold. Oh yeah, I saw that. The iguanas were falling off the trees. It was so cold. As a matter of fact, the article I read said they were harvesting them. they were processing. It was like, okay, who likes the stuffed iguana today? All right, let's fry the iguana. Sorry, Bruce. So how's things going there, Bruce?
Things are well.
Excellent.
I just hope Donna scared all the turkey vultures off the road for my trip down there.
Oh yeah, so the turkey vulture. You need to share that briefly with us, because that's actually a praise, because she was protected. It could have been worse. Could have hit the windshield and gotten.
Oh yeah.
So tell them about that.
Now, she was on the way from having gone down to further south to meet a friend, and coming home, and she was only on the road for about an hour and a half, and saw a pack of turkey vultures having breakfast on the side of the road. And as she approached it,
having breakfast,
all the three of them flew away. Two flew away from the car and one flew towards the car and broke off her passenger side mirror and scratched up the door. And at least that's her story, and she's sticking to it, so we'll find out in about a week.
Your investigative, from your past career, you'll investigate, right?
I'm going to be dusting for turkey vulture prints on the car when I get down there.
that's good. Glad she was glad she was protected. What's going on, Scott? How's gravity?
Gravity is fine. Still keeps me on the ground.
Nice.
Pray for a successful conclusion to my house saga.
Yeah. And I'll share with everyone just generically. So Scott had in good faith hired people that looked like they should be able to do a good job, and they
didn't even read like that.
Good reviews, right? Everything. I mean, did his research, and still so. Sorry. We're definitely lifting you up.
Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield.
Or the vulture.
Or the vulture and the mirror. Right. Some days you're the mirror, some days you're the vulture.
Okay.
Of course, now there's a vulture with a rearview mirror.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Thanks. We are certainly lifting that. Thank you. Linda. Oh, wait a second. Linda's passing off. Okay.
I go after.
Oh, you want to go after. Okay, then. That's fine. That's fine. That's right. Debbie, this is like on the great talk shows, right? They got to have somebody. Go ahead.
Today, a woman came in. Her name is Dee.
Dee. I like that name. Like D-E-E-D?
I asked her if her name was Dolores or Deidre, and she said Dolores, but everybody calls her Dee.
They call her Dee. All right.
She is a brand new Christian.
Oh, neat.
Even though she said she was baptized as a child, but she said they don't. She said she didn't learn anything, but now she wants to learn.
Nice. Approximately how old is she? Just rough. 30s,
older than 40. Me.
Older than you. And she's new. How wonderful.
Yes.
How wonderful. 39, huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I heard you.
She's probably in her 70s.
Nice.
And so she had called earlier in the week, last week, and wanted a Bible that she would understand. So we went through a lot of Bibles, and then I had her sit in a comfy chair, and good. I put the Bibles next to them.
Excellent.
I says, now you go through them and you feel them and see which one you want. So she bought a beginner's Bible, which was good. And she is so happy.
Nice.
And just so excited.
Tell me a little bit about the beginner's Bible. How is it arranged? How is it structured? What?
It goes from Genesis to Revelations, but it is in very plain language.
Okay.
So
is it kind of abbreviated, meaning it doesn't have,
yes.
So it's not as long? So,
right.
Okay.
Right. And I asked her to begin with Psalms, and I said, and then go to the New Testament. The Old Testament? She says, well, I want to find out. I said, well, the Old Testament is good. Mm-hmm. And they all are prophesizing for right. Jesus. But you want Jesus, so start with him. And so she was fun.
If I may, if I may build on that, because I'll have people ask me the same question, you know, who have never read the Bible, how do we do mm-hmm. the Bible? A lot of people think of the Bible, they think, okay, well, I'm going to start the fight. Golly, I'm going to start the finish, and I'm going to go back.
No.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
No.
And what I tell them, though, and I learned this from John G. Lake Ministries, actually, Curry Blake, and I agree with it. The first book, the best book to read, is the first book is the book of James. And the reason for the book of James is there's actually two reasons for the book of James. One, it's a short book. It's one of the shortest books. But it says how a Christian is supposed to live. It talks about, as a Christian, that you know, you need to do these things. From there, I move them into the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you can get them into Acts and the other things, too. So I'm glad you said, don't start Genesis. Psalms is good. Psalms is good. Thank you. But I just wanted to share that.
But it was just wonderful being with her. And
nice.
We hugged when she went out, as she was leaving. And she says, I'm going to come back. I said, good.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of things that we can share with you.
That's really neat.
So that was good.
Yeah, that's great.
And then a mom and a son. Son was 30s, late 20s. And they were fun to watch together because he was very kind to his mother. And they go to the Catholic Church, and they wanted scapulas. And
scapulas. I should know that. Tell me. Scapula. For the studio audience to explain.
And I have a hard time with that because I never remember what they are because... Okay. I didn't have anything to do with them as I was growing up.
Yeah.
But they are necklaces that have a picture of the Virgin Mary and other saints that they can wear. And so I had to ask where they were. I had to call my boss and say, where are they? But I had never seen them before.
Okay.
So this was a good thing for me.
Right.
And not only have I never seen them before, I don't know if we've sold them, but we sold six.
Okay.
And then they were happy. They left. And I called my boss and said, we sold six of them. And I said, I'm glad I got to know something today. Now, because of my age, I have to not forget. And she said, she told me that, I'm sorry I'm taking so long.
You're fine.
But I thought this was funny. She told me now that they believe, Catholics believe, that you have to have a scapula in order to go to heaven.
Okay. And of course, if I ask them to show me the scripture, they can't show me the scripture, but that's okay. You know, we are called, I want to interject this little piece too. We are called to meet people where they are and help get them where Jesus wants them to be. So no condemnation. No condemnation with that. Go ahead.
So I said, well, then I'm sorry for them because all they have to do is love the man that I love called Jesus and accept him. And they're in heaven. So
it
was an interesting day.
Nice.
And last week you prayed on me and... my headache has gone away, and the back of my neck has
Fantastic.
Gone away.
Your faith has made you whole.
This has not.
Okay, we got a little more prayer in here. That's okay.
Yes.
All right. Sometimes that spirit of infirmity wants to move around.
Thank you for letting me be Gabby.
Yeah. And here's Linda.
I have a praise. My friend at Vivi came to me Tuesday and said, Linda, I got something to tell you. Here, I am on a DDS paper.
You're in their publication? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So somebody wrote a story about you?
No, just
Oh, just like
picture.
Featured person of the month or something?
Yeah.
So you were their feature?
No. Her picture was there.
Your picture was there. Oh, with other people or just you?
And it just me and Leah, my friend.
You and Leah. Okay. And Linda and Leah.
It was their 2020 budget page.
Wait a second. So this is the 2020 budget page. So then why did they pick your picture to be part of the budget page? Because they love you.
I was there.
They love you.
That day, and I used to work there.
Okay.
And they're not anymore, so they're saving money.
You're at the right place at the right time, and they found your picture. Okay, but this is good. This is good. That's a joy.
And Tuesday, it was a funny day. Lunchtime. I asked one worker, give me the name. Well, my friend Neil goes to that.
Okay, where Neil goes, all right.
Well, everybody was on that conversation. One go one search, and they all go different searches.
Okay.
And Neil just moved to Blue Ash to live. He just moved there. He was at Lad for years, but now he live in a house. And Jim, who's a boss, well, one of the bosses, says, why you go there, not somewhere close to Blue Ass?
Right.
He goes to church in Mount Healthy.
He goes to church in Mount Healthy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
By us.
That's right. Yeah, you're Chevy, right, is where you are?
Yes.
Okay.
And that father from Blue Ash.
It's a little drive.
But I didn't mean to do all that. But I can.
Okay, so I got a joy with you and Leah. You and Leah being in the big budget page publication.
Yes.
For B&B.
But Linda ended the conversation at lunchtime with, it doesn't matter where you go to church, as long as you go to church.
Now we're talking. That's excellent. That's like just, yeah. Thank you. Good for you. Good for you. Doesn't matter where, as long as you're going, yeah. Well, I guess I'll quantify, as long as you're going to Christian church. But anyway, go on. How are you, Tom? You're looking rather dapper, my friend. Look at you in your nice outfit there, your nice vest. Wait a second. We're not going to get another Jim Ruckel thing or Pastor Larry thing where, see, you can see the length of my tie.
Oh, okay.
Well, how's God been blessing you, brother?
Well, we've had a couple of the folks that I am guardian of have passed away. One had a very nice funeral set up. The other one didn't have a funeral set up. And a funeral home was said, I guess we're going to have to send them to the corners. And then I said, yeah, it's a shame. I said, he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And they said, what? I said, he spent 20 years in the Army.
Okay. So there's funding available.
Let me call you back.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Now, this is Newcomers Funeral Home in Dayton.
Okay.
They're doing it for what he had in his patient account. It doesn't even come close to direct cremation.
Wow.
But they're doing it. He's going to be buried at the Dayton VA Cemetery. And that's free because he was a veteran. Opening, closing, and gravesite.
Wow. You say he's being cremated?
Yeah.
Okay. So does it turn out that this funeral home in Dayton, I mean, are they bearing the whole expense, or do they get some compensation from the government? Or, I mean, you mentioned there's a little money, but...
Yeah,
so
less than $500.
So, but the balance of it, I mean, is this out of their generosity?
They're doing it.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. You said
because
it was a newcomer.
He was a veteran.
Well, we're thanking God for that, for them, for recognizing that kind of stuff. That's neat.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then... About 2 weeks ago, my car broke down. Engine blew up. It's only $4,000 for a new engine. So now I have a new car. Not a new engine, a new car.
Wait a second. How old was the car?
It was only a 2010.
Only how many miles did it say was on it?
260,000.
And now you got a new car.
Yeah, it's only got 35,000 on it.
Oh, newer car. Okay, yeah. Newer car, but still, okay. No, that's awesome. So you've been blessed. You've been blessed with transportation. So you obviously have more places to go. And if it's only 35,000, how many miles you put on a year approximately? See, I'm going to do the quick math here to see how long you're going to live.
Oh, about 60,000 a year.
Oh, that's not good. You're going to live longer now. But God's got you plans for you to keep going along.
Yeah, and good nice. Old Rose Automotive took care of me. They let me keep testing cars for 2 and 3 days at a time.
Oh, really? They let you try off a couple of them. That's nice. Nice.
So I
were you giving plugs for? He's giving comes from New Clumber Funeral Home for Rose Automotive. Who else should Who else should we do a plug for?
Well, then a couple of the nursing homes we work with, they said I spend too much time working. And not enough time doing fun things.
And you told them work is fun.
It is.
We can tell you enjoy it, my friend.
I get to deal with the people who have no one available.
Hey, I've got something really special for you. Doug Crawford says, Greg, please tell Mr. Bevington hello for me. He's a wonderful person.
I know Sergeant Crawford.
I know. And I know him, too, as Sergeant is how I met him also through work, you know, at Mobilecom, taking care of the radios for him back in the day.
Tell him he should come down here sometime.
He's hearing you. He's hearing you. You got the mics. Just tell him. Say, Doug.
Yes, Doug, you should come down on a Thursday night, 7 o'clock, or come to Sunday service.
There you go. Look at
that. At 10 o'clock.
This guy's great, man. I already got him plugging for Rose Automotive, for Newcomer, and for here.
And you could even bring Teresa along, too.
Noah, we got on the list for prayers for Pastor Maggie and that. They're going on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're going on vacation. So, like, oh yeah. What?
Yeah, I said, let me get my plug in here.
Oh yeah. Oh, and Armstrong Automotive. Yeah. they do true. Charity work too. Not because they want to, because that's the way it ends up. That's right. That's right. That's good. Thank you, my friend. Okay, let's see. Did we end up with anybody else on here? Doug Crawford says, I'll have to do that. Well, good. Well, we hope to see you here. You're here, Doug. Yeah, we're welcome. Everybody's welcome. Anybody, this is in Ross, Ohio. If you're not familiar with Ross, it's near Hamilton, Ohio. If you're not familiar with that, it's near Cincinnati, Ohio. If you're not familiar with that, I don't know what else to tell you. So, can you say Google? Oh, that's right. Oxford, Miami University. There you go. That's kind of near. Oh, thank you. Bruce has a sign up. We need to get a picture of that sign out front, Bruce. Put it on the website. Because it says, Bruce did. There's a sign by the road that Bruce put up. It says, free admission. God bless it. It said more than that. What's the first line say? Oh, Jesus paid for all. Free admission. That's good. One more.
10.
Prayers. Yeah, prayers for Tim. Yeah, prayers for Tim. Prayers for Rita. Rita was feeling well on Monday and Tuesday, but she's got some like a cough thing going. So a little different, but she plans on being here on Sunday. No, she didn't say it with me. You know, so cough is what she said. And Doug and Nancy. Leanne Reckel. Yes, okay, I'm with it. Yes, yeah, Leanne Reckel. What's going on with Leanne? If it's private, you don't need to say, but just lift your in prayer.
Yes.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. Okay, good. Good. Oh, Wanda's dealing with Wanda was on the flight. She was on the girls' flight this past weekend. It was good to see Wanda. I did not know that. So healing prayers for Wanda. This migraine stuff's got to stop. All right. Anything else? We'll bring. Oh, so we got a joy then. We got a joy. I forgot. What was his name? Little Preemie. Brian and Kiel. That's parents? Brian and Kaylee. Did you say Emma? Ebba, like E-B-B-A, Ebba? Awesome, little baby named Ebba. Neat. Oh, okay, she finally got up to 6.3 pounds so she could come home. Oh, she was born at 1.3? Wow. Okay. A little oxygen to keep her... Oh, that's the preemie thing, huh? Okay. Well, that's fantastic that they're to hear that that little child is now able to be home. Let's get in our circle here. Gosh, got enough. You're anti-glare. Bruce is wearing his anti... Well, I don't know if Justin's still watching. Here, sweetie. Oh, but God is good. God is good and God is able. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, we can see you, Bruce. Okay, good. So, Justin there. No more glare, Justin. Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights, and I thank you, Lord, for all your grace and mercy. Because our God is able. Our God is able. And there's many things, of course, for us to be lifting up, Lord. A lot of great joys. A lot of joys, a lot of concerns. Thank you, Lord, for this past weekend, for the girls' chrysalis flight. We had... I think it started with 13, but I think they ended with 11, actually. I think two had to leave for different reasons. But still, even the ones that had to leave, we know they were touched in some great ways. So it was good. And we have the boys' flight coming up for the President's Day weekend. So looking forward for that. And I'm on the music team on that one. So that's going to be my idea of a good time, right? So you won't see me that Thursday. Actually, you will see me Thursday night. We don't do it set up till Friday night, so... But you won't see me Sunday. You won't see me that Sunday. But that's, anyway, God is good. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're lifting up Kelsey's family. Kelsey made the request through Facebook. And we're thankful, Lord, for her husband, Patrick, that he's got a new job, and that's great. It might require a relocation. So, Lord, you know you'll make the path, make the way if that's where they need to be. So thank you, Jesus, for touching that and bringing all that together. Because that's good. Lord, thank you for our brother Noah. We love Noah. Love to see what you've been doing with Noah. So just more healing, more joy, more him. And thank you, Lord, that he's lifting up his grandparents, Chris and Maggie. They're going on vacation. How awesome is that? It's especially awesome because they're both pastors of churches. So that's going to be, Chris has two, the three churches. That'll be three churches without 1 week of it. That's good. They need their rest and their time together. So thank you, Jesus, for all that. And thank you, Lord, for all those who are going through the travels, for my daughter Carolyn and my niece Jessica, that they're with my parents right now, and just blessings and peace and joy with them while they're there and through their travels. Lord, we thank you that Justin is interacting here and watching, and thank you for his comment on Bruce. And we know he's listening and watching. But thank you, Lord, just for more blessings upon Justin as we stand and lift up all these prayers here. Lord, lifting up Carol Kennel and Charlie. Lord, you know she's been enduring a lot of just stuff that shouldn't be happening. So I thank you, Lord, that she just receives a great blessing and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. This dialysis she's having to go through and just pain in general doesn't belong. Carol, we really would love to see you down here with us since for the laying of hands and just see Jesus. We've seen him do amazing things. Remember that rheumatoid arthritis, you know, that the young lady, the 40-year-old had, it just smoked, you know, gone. I mean, that's, God can do these things and God wants to do these things. So God is able. Lord, I thank you for your protection that you placed upon Donna as the turkey vultures decided they were going to try and take it, but only took the mirror. So just thanks, Lord, that all that stuff gets fixed and taken. But thank you for protection. And Lord, I just thank you for specifically lifting up this drama that Scott's been enduring that needs to end and needs to end in the way that's favorable, Lord. And because, Lord, your word declares to us in Hebrews 11:6 that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And Lord, you know, all of us here, you know, we diligently seek you in amazing ways, and we thank you for the blessings and rewards. You know, do we deserve it? Of course not. You know, we're all sinners. Romans 3:23, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But it's by the grace of God, by our faith in Jesus, that we receive these blessings. So thank you, Lord, for get that fixed. We speak a good result for you, my friend. Thank you, Lord, for the people that come into the store, for Debbie, for Dee. A new Christian. That's so neat. She's a new Christian, but old by earthly standards, right? Or older. Sorry, older. 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 39's old, right? Okay. All right, older. So, but God is good. God is good. We got to move on. So, but I think we had, the young man? Did you get the young man's name? First name? The mom and the young man that came in for the, you didn't? Okay, well, Lord, we just thank you that you just bless people where they are and just help lead them to read their Bibles, and see and seek the truth and demand the truth. Thank you for blessings for Linda and Leah. It was Leah, right? Is that right? Leah. Okay, and for Leah, and that's awesome. You get to have your picture in there in the publications. That's good.
I have it.
Oh, you even have it with you. God bless. Yeah. Did you frame it?
Not yet.
We will. Okay. Let's get some frames. Oh, I bet that would look good in a butterfly flame. Flame? Frame. And a flame, too. A frame. A frame. A frame, and then we'll flame it. Oh, gee. God is good. God is able. Thank you, Lord, for how Tom just keeps blessing, and especially for, and I got to say it again, that's just neat. Newcomer Funeral Home in Dayton. For them choosing to bless a veteran. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Thank you, Jesus, for that. That's just so neat. And thank you, Lord, for Tom being blessed, essentially, you know, with a new car. Or I should say newer car, whatever I want to call it. Okay, so we'll call it newer car from what you had. So that's blessings again, right? Blessings again. Well, the new one doesn't get the same gas mileage as that? Oh, you don't know yet. Well, then we're blessing you with good gas mileage. How's that? So thank you, Jesus, for all those good and great things. And thank you, Lord, for a great joy for Brian and Kaylee with this little baby, Ebba. Oh, cool name, Ebba. I like that name. It's cool. And gosh, she started, what did we say, 1.3 pounds? And then they took her home at 6.3. Woohoo! But hey, but still... That's right. She's a big girl. Yeah, compared to how she started. Yeah, she's certainly a big girl. Yeah. And Lord, there's many in this, many here, of course, in this church that we're lifting in prayer for Tim and for Rita and Doug and Nancy and then Leanne and this migraine stuff with Wanda's got to stop. That's got to stop. We come against that, Lord, and we thank you that she is set free from that torment. That stuff's got to go. So no more migraines, just peace. Just peace. Perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect. Is there anything else we need to add in that I've missed or you come to mind? All looking good. We still got pray. We're going to pray again for you for the neck here, Debbie. But yeah, thank you. Thank you. Prayers for this church, for the leadership that God is looking for here. I mean, right now we're rotating through people, and that's okay. That's okay. There's this, but yeah, that would be good. It'll be good, that, and just, well, peace for the United Methodist Church, peace and clarity for the United Methodist Church for different votes and things that are supposed to be coming up here, too, so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this crazy, what, in China, is where it is, where China is, and this virus stuff, yeah, we just come against this virus stuff, that's got to stop. It's got to stop, yeah. Yeah, we're seeing deaths and all kinds of stuff with it, that's, these things obviously are not from God. Our God is a gift of love, and He seeks us to have health. I mean, the scripture with Jesus, you know, Jesus' life is just makes that very clear. You know, God does not use sickness as a punishment for people. You know, no matter how much the devil wants to try to trick you into thinking that, that's not the case. God's got other ways He can correct you and bring you where you need to be, but it's not going to be with a sickness like a virus that brings you to death. No. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Young lady, we need to... Do you want to sit down or you want to stand for this? What's your pleasure?
Stand.
Well, why don't you bring you over here? Why don't you come over here? We'll get you where people on Facebook can join in with us here. All right, so we prayed for you last week, and you were having some pain, real bad pains. All right, so now it's just in this neck here. Where's this pain? Kind of from here to here, it just roars, huh? All right, well, when we prayed last time, you remember God was good. Come on, guys, you're going to bring in. Just lay hands for this, because this is healing. This healing belongs to you, Debbie. This healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. So, Lord, I thank you for your faithful servant, Debbie. I thank you, Lord, that she is worthy because of what Jesus has done. There it goes. I thank you, Lord, that these every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, every little bit, Lord, that's just tight here is now is loosed. There it goes. And loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. And for those of you on Facebook who are wondering, what's Greg saying? Here it goes. I'm just feeling some really awesome heat, which I presume you are also, Debbie. Yeah. It feels heat. Does it feel hot or cold to you?
It's hot.
It's hot. And actually, for those on Facebook, you don't see her. She's feeling the spirit now, too. God bless her. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus, for full healing from the top of her head, Lord, down to the soles of her feet. Just set the captives free. So be loosed. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep my hand here a little longer. It's getting plenty hot. Just flush her out, Lord, all the way through. All the way through. Just let all this stuff out. You know, there's some, you know, in this world, especially men are raised, you know, to think that crying and that is a weakness. It's not. It's a release. It's a release. I thank you, Jesus. So you just let that fly, young lady. Let all that fly because our God is able. You know, we love you. And you know God loves you. You feel him loving on you now. You feel loving. God is good. God is good. So, Lord, whatever else is in here that that needs to be taken care of, I thank you, Daddy, that her entire body, mind, and spirit are fully healed. Fully healed. Fully healed. It's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, there is, you know, the Word tells us where two or more gather, Jesus is there. And it's just so neat to see this. See God just loving and carrying on. Carrying on. Thank you, Lord, to finish this up. You're still getting some good heat pulling through here.
Absolutely.
So I'm hanging out. I'm hanging out till it's done.
My bed starts
on
my shoulder.
Nice.
And up through my neck.
Nice. I'm curious. Any other guys? You guys feeling anything in your hands? You feeling anything? You don't have to be. I'm just curious. Just curious. Okay. Because it's good. Because God has, Holy Spirit has different. You're getting hotter. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this healing. Everybody say this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Debbie.
This healing belongs to Debbie.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
That's right. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
That's right. You're still hot, so I'm just hanging out here. I mean, when the Holy Spirit says, let go, how's it feeling? Move around a little bit. Still got a little twinge somewhere? Right there? Okay. Let's keep going. Keep it going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take that last little twinge that's out. Just fully relax. So we speak to every muscle. We speak to every, there it goes. We speak to every ligament, every tendon. Be loosed. Be at peace. There. Nice. Be at peace. Do you feel your shoulders drop? Thank you, Lord. That's the Holy Spirit just loving. Just loving and making it all happen. Making it all happen. And it's real important that everybody understands this is a faith in Christ. This isn't all about my faith and everybody else's faith. This is about just receiving, just being willing to receive. And Debbie is willing to receive. She's saying, come, Jesus, just let it happen. Just let it happen and set me free from this torment and this pain. So, yeah, so we come against all the darkness that's been trying to mess with her. And I thank you, Jesus, and she is fully loosed. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Shalom Macharara. Be loosed. Be fully loosed. All right, try moving around again. Tell me where we're at. Is there anything left? Even a twinge?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Good.
It's gone.
Gone. Awesome. Awesome. That's for you. Your faith has set you free. Well, for those of you hanging out with Facebook, I hope you receive too. If you're not, you can receive the same way here. Okay, Linda, what'd the people say, right?
What'd the people say?
They said, amen. Amen. That's right. God bless you, Linda. Glad you're here. Hope to see you this Sunday. If not, we'll see you here next week. And again, remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. See you next Thursday.